Carolyn, this is very curious in my mind as I listen to this. So, divorce. I'm just going to jump in randomly here. When you said divorce is common, would that, how common? Like American statistics, 50% or?
We have no idea, really.
But it was common.
Oh, yeah. It was ordinary. I mean, it was not an unusual thing.
Okay, so marriage ceremonies, you want to popcorn around here, marriage ceremonies, were they done at the city hall? Were they done at a religious temple, later on in a church?
They're all done at home.
Home.
Home. Marriage is a ceremony at home. Mm-hmm. With some negotiations between the families in advance, and then at the time of the marriage, they gather at the bride's home. There is the exchange of agreements.
Okay. Are they on paper? Agreements on paper?
We don't know. We don't have any.
But there is some agreement.
Oh, yeah. And certainly there would have been signed agreements when property was involved. But it's not the bride and the groom that sign the agreements. The fathers that sign the agreements.
So you said, you know, really it's the alliances of
two families. That's right.
So that's even across spectrum, lower-ranked family.
As far as we know. And that they would do this exchange of agreements, and then the bride and the groom process with all the other people and at night with torches and everything else to the groom's house.
Okay.
And enter in, and then everybody leaves them. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, okay, so sex in marriage. Let's talk about that. So, so a man is married to his wife, and they consummate their marriage probably that night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then after that, is the wife expected to open her sexuality up to her husband, or is
exclusively?
Exclusively, the wife exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Husband, not necessarily.
So the husband then could see prostitutes, have sex with slaves if they own slaves, and that's not a violation.
That is not a violation. No, adultery for a man is sex with a woman who is married to somebody else.
Oh, I see. It's a violation of two men's code.
That's right. Adultery for a woman is sex with any man other than her husband.
Oh.
So it's a different standard.
So what happens if a wife then had sex with another man in that culture? Is that punishable? But by death? I mean, there was that in the Bible, that woman caught adultery, she was stoned, but that was Jewish culture.
That was Jewish culture.
So now we're into Roman culture.
Well, in the old days, theoretically, under the father's potestas, yes, he would have the power to put her to death. Did it actually happen that way? No.
No.
But I should say that the Emperor Augustus enacted a whole series of new laws about marriage and family, and one of his was that a wife who is proven to have been guilty of adultery must be divorced.
I see.
The husband has to divorce her.
Okay.
This is for Roman citizens now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was there a lot, despite some of the things, and again, the sin nature is in humanity, without Christ we all would be subject even more of those urges. Were there a lot of adultery going on despite the fact? Was there a lot of, because people were living close together? And
you mean among Christians?
I'm talking just in general.
General.
Yeah.
Sure, there may have been. I mean, you know,
right.
People are people.
Yeah. So did the wife have expectations on her, like, in a sense, to call her husband Lord? Was that really some, I mean, she really had very few rights. What rights did a wife have?
Depends on the time and place and situation. In more traditional societies, in very strict Jewish society, but that's not necessarily what Jews are doing, it would be like that.
Okay.
That the husband would have total rights. Theoretically, in Roman practice, that's true.
Right.
But we have a number of examples that we get, particularly from literature, in which that's not working. You know, women are operating very independently.
Interesting, interesting. One last question. Life expectancy in marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking last night, and you were mentioning something about what if someone makes it to age.
Yeah. This is something that has worked out both in terms of demographic studies and some evidence from funerary monuments. A child at birth has a life expectancy of 1.
Okay.
If the child survives the first year, he or she has a life expectancy of 10. If the child survives the age of 10, the life expectancy goes up to about 20, 21. If you survive that, then your life expectancy goes up into the 50s and 60s. So a lot of people died young. In the I could say that in the catacombs, the burial Christian burial chambers in a couple of places in Malta, 40% of the burials are the size of children.
Mm.
So that gives you some sense of the high level of child mortality.
So in this concept of family, mm-hmm. and marriage, and it would even be in, as you said, Malta and Christian, yeah. The fact is that there is a lot of despair. There's a lot of death.
I mean, death is everywhere. Death is everywhere.
Right.
In the family. Yeah. It's not only public executions, which also happened,
right.
And you've got the games, you know,
right.
in Roman society and people getting killed and gladiators fighting animals,
right.
and everything else. But death is just everywhere in the household as well.
Right. And I think sometimes we forget in the culture where there's, especially in Western cultures, where there's medicine, it's accessible. You know, my dad, as we are taping this right now, in 2019, is 99 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And there were some people who lived about that long. You know, there's one testimony that historian Eusebius writes about a man who's 90 years old. But nobody else that he was born with is still alive.
Right.
His birth cohort, as we say. You
know, right.
Nobody.
Right. Yeah. So, in a lot of ways, what you're dealing with is a family that is two families packing together. There is marriage, there's death,
mm-hmm.
there's
mm-hmm.
double standards all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when the gospel comes into this world, it's fascinating how things are going to really change
mm-hmm.
in the next centuries.
Yeah, the next centuries. It's taking a while for that to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.